Okay, so I'm here with Eli. We're going to create a Coding for Fun project here for Mayhem. It's going to be a reaction module to increase your volume. We're going to step through basically creating the volume, a reaction module to increase your volume. Go in, grab the DLLs that are required, put it into Mayhem, and just make it watch. Just watch it work.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then further on in the article, we're going to explain how to do a more complex thing, like actually being able to precisely set the volume. Cool. Let's show off how to create this.
So we've started with a project following our getting set up guide. We've referenced Mayhem Core from NuGet, and we're now going to take this class that we have and make it a reaction module.
Cool.
So the first step is extending reaction base from Mayhem Core.
Okay, so you just did a cool little key shortcut. What key shortcut did you do?
I hit control period, which popped up IntelliSense and its recommendation to add the using Mayhem Core.
Cool.
If I hit control period again, it'll say implement that base class. I hit enter, and it adds me this perform method. Perform is the only thing you need to implement if you're a reaction. There's a lot of other things you can implement to make your life easier, but this is the only one you have to. Let's also add a reference to our DLL that we have. We'll reference that on the Coding for Fun article as well. This is a DLL that handles all the core audio libraries in Windows.
Okay.
So we've added that reference and simply paste in our code here. It's not that long. Okay. I'm going to also...
The reason why we're not showing typing out that code is because the article isn't about getting the audio. It's about using Mayhem.
Exactly. So I'm going to hit control period on this as well, which will add core audio API to our usings. And so now what we're doing is we're getting all the devices and get default audio endpoint can throw a null pointer. And so if you had that reaction and didn't have an audio device, Mayhem would not be happy about that. And so what we're doing is doing a try-catch, and I need to add com exception, so control period again. And if there's no audio device available, we add the error to the error log, which shows up at the bottom of Mayhem that says no audio output device is available. And it keeps you from enabling or from using that reaction. We step up the volume.
Cool. Super simple demo, but it's, like I said, we're just showing off how to actually compile, get everything up and going, and put it into Mayhem.
So the one last step is, how do we name the reaction? What is its description? How does it show up in Mayhem? And with that, it's an attribute on the class that says Mayhem module, and we say the name, and that's going to be increase volume, and the description and that is all you need to have a reaction. So if we go ahead and build this, I have my output directory for the file.
Okay.
And we don't need Mayhem Core. So what we can actually do is, in Visual Studio, say Mayhem Core, copy local, false. And now when we build, that doesn't show up.
Ooh, that's cool.
And so now we have everything we need. We come to our Mayhem folder, which is in Program Files, Outer Curve, Mayhem. And this is where it installs all the packages that you've installed from the web. And so we go ahead and we paste in our DLLs here. And then come and launch Mayhem. We choose the reaction, increase volume. As you notice, that is now in there with the name and description that we've put in. And we choose the event, key press. We say S.
Just turn it on.
We turn it on, and you can watch this here. Every time I hit S, my volume goes up.
Cool.
And that's all it takes.
That was super easy to develop, super easy to implement. That's amazing. So now we're going to, later on in the article, as I said before, we're going to explain how to do something like have a prompt come up or be able to input a
the value level we'll set it to. Yeah.
So then we can directly set the volume as needed. So once again, thank you.
Thank you.